the mainstream world doesn't want people to know the true meaning of Christmas. All they want people to know about is a man in a red suit who gives gifts away. But today we'll be talking about what Christmas is really about.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfit podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Well, Christmas has crept up on us. Well,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all you listeners.
Yes. I'm just looking around tonight and see you got your Christmas shirt on.
Yes.
Christ
is looks beautiful.
Light of Christmas.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And I'm y'all's light. I think the church, maybe I'm their light. No.
Wait till February.
Let's wait till February.
February. Yeah,
it's coming. We're getting closer. But in today's episode, we'll be talking about what I feel like, and I know you all do as well, the greatest message of all time.
Yes.
And it starts in Luke. Well, we're going to start it in Luke 1 and 26 through 55, I believe. And we're going to ask Randall to read that to us tonight.
Before I start, you know, I just think, you know, what a season. It's like no other season of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a winter guy. I love the fall, love the winter.
He wants it to snow.
Yes.
Immediately.
I'm praying and believe with the audience that we're going to have a white Christmas. And,
yep.
We're going to have a white Christmas.
We're going to freeze to death in the process, but it's coming.
But there's no greater season than we get to celebrate Christmas, which is Christ's birth.
Right.
You know, with all the festivities and the traditions that a lot of families, so many of them have, the lights, decorations hanging on the light poles and the Christmas trees up and down the streets and the kids laughing and the smiles.
Merry and bright.
Oh, yes. The smiles upon the children and their excitedness, you know, it's just rambunctious. And then we have family gatherings around the table and all the meals and everybody's going through that, you know, and everybody's singing Christmas carols. You walk into stores and you hear silver bells and silver and gold, and you hear all these different songs, and it's just something different about the air in the aura of the air. And so God is good. And then church attendance, families gather out, you know, they come to church on Christmas Day and Christmas morning and just be a part of that.
And food. Lots of food.
Yeah, it's a great time, you know, and I like to refer to Christmas as the Christian's holiday.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
It starts with Thanksgiving. We're anticipating giving worship and praise to what's coming, and we're anticipating the birth of Christ, and we're anticipating His great His coming to earth. And so anyway, it's just a wonderful time of year that we want to reflect. And no, it's not Xmas, and it's not Happy Holidays. It's Merry Christmas.
That's right.
And Christ is Christmas. He is the message. And, you know, we look at this story. I believe that we could probably call it the miracle of Christmas.
Yes.
I believe we could call it that so many ways and times. And it's a time that we come to worship Christ and that was born to redeem mankind.
Right.
And He was sent from God, and He came down to earth to be our Savior. And so anyway, but this is a great story.
Yes.
You know, we are reading out of the book of Luke, the first chapter, and I want to begin reading in verse 26. It said, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth." I just want to stop right there just for a moment and just picture this, if you would, please. Can you imagine being in heaven, in the city of God, and the next moment, whoosh, right down in the city of Galilee in Nazareth.
big difference.
Can you imagine the change?
Yes.
Just to me, that was just like, wow moment.
Right.
Wow.
Instant.
Instant.
Yes.
From the throne of God to the heartbeat of Nazareth.
Yes.
What a change. Anyway, just a little humor there.
Yes.
He said it. He was sent to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, or that word hail there should be translated shalom. It's more of a peace greeting. And he says, or she says, Shalom, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You know, what a moment that here Mary is just a young teenager, and she gets a fresh visit from Gabriel. An angel from heaven shows up and greets her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think she might be a little bit afraid. That was a...
Because he addresses that. No fear.
Yes.
So he probably sensed that.
She probably turned white as a sheet. I mean, honestly.
Yes. Just a young teenage girl being faced with that. And wow, yes. I mean, I got a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 31 said, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. That's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's Christmas.
The
name Jesus means the Lord saves.
Yes.
That was his whole purpose of coming, was to save humanity that was lost.
Praise God he did.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Thank God I've been redeemed.
Yes.
I've been set free. Praise God. Verse 32, And Jesus shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest.
Yes.
And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. When I think of this particular verse here, to the throne of his father David, the reign, when you look back at the lineage or genealogy or pedigree, that's found in Luke, the third chapter, and Matthew, chapter 1. In Luke, it's referring to Mary's pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
And in Luke 3 and 23, it says, And behold, there was a man. I said, that wasn't the right word. 3, I'm in 2, I'm sorry. 3 and 23 says, And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as he was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was a son of Heli. Heli is referring to Mary's father.
Right.
So that's Mary's pedigree. But if you follow it all down, you get through all the begets and the son and the
in Matthew, right?
In Luke 3 and 28,
okay.
It goes all the way back to, says in verse 38, said he was the son of Enos, the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. And so we see the pedigree of Mary's lineage here. It began with God, and it ends with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in Matthew, in chapter 1, verse 16, it refers to the lineage of Joseph, and it goes back to the son of God. What's interesting about this, in the ancestry's line and in the record keeping, the records have all been destroyed. Jesus is the only one that has a legal pedigree written down.
Mm-hmm.
He is the legal rightful heir. It's only one that's copied.
Right.
There's no other there's no other replacement. Jesus was the last one that had a pedigree to the rightful throne of David.
Right.
That's the plan of God.
And all along.
All along.
Yes.
All along. God is all over this. So when God took the time to send Gabriel down to Mary and to tell her that he shall call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. That's the plan of God.
Right.
I mean, he set it in motion. He set the whole thing up to the very, every jot and every tittle of his thing has been covered. Now, I love it when verse 34 comes about. He said, Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man, I am a virgin, And the angel in answer said unto her, how? The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, yes, which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah.
God. Yes.
Woo, mercy, sakes alive.
Yes.
That's Christmas.
Yes.
That is the Christmas story, the virgin birth wrapped up right there in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is, you see the proof.
Right.
You see the proof of the scripture, the prophecies. I think there's 60, if I remember right, there's over 60 prophecies of the virgin birth of Christ coming in the Old Testament of the prophets.
And think about how Mary must have felt as this teenage girl.
Oh, yeah.
That is, this right here is a lot. I know it's only a few verses, but it's huge for what she was fixing to take on.
Well, you got to go back to 35, mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit of God is our helper.
Mm-hmm.
He's our paraclete. He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that equips us for this and strengthens us to do this. And because he said, this is a holy thing. This is not a man thing.
Right.
It's a God thing.
It is.
It
yes.
was a God thing. And Mary was chosen by God. The angel knew where to go. He knew her address.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit was involved. I mean, you got the Trinity. You got all the Trinity involved. With God the
yes.
Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And you've got mankind.
Mm-hmm.
God brought the host of heaven. He brought the angels involved. I mean, this is the whole creation.
Right.
Come together in one place.
That's true.
Come to one together in one place. And he said, for verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
That's right.
That's the story tonight, the power of Almighty God that come over the power of the highest
mm-hmm.
that he's come to teach me. You know, when we refer to the scripture all the time, he's talking about salvation.
Right.
He's talking about souls being saved. Nothing is too hard for God.
No.
God is able to reach that soul and set them free and
yes.
save them and deliver them, make them a new creation. They can have be born again and have a relationship with
Absolutely.
God. This is why we got so much joy
yes.
and peace in our life. You know, we see hope everywhere. We see peace and love and joy. It's because of Christ.
That's right.
If you take Jesus out of the picture like some of the signs, well, it's Xmas. It ain't
no,
Xmas.
It's not.
You take Christ out of it, you don't have, it just be must.
Right, exactly.
It's
yes.
Christ must.
That's right.
That's the joy of Christmas that we have.
And you know, there's two miracles in what's fixing to happen. Because if you go back to verse 36, you know, that is a miracle that happened to Elizabeth.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And she, because 36 says, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren.
Who was
called barren. So not only is Mary being told all these things that are going to happen to her, now she's learning about her cousin Elizabeth. You know, because they didn't have cell phones back right. then either. So they didn't have that instant communication like we have.
I think of this. There was probably a close relationship between Mary and her cousin. There had to be that she confided in her.
But they lived far apart, I believe.
And went to trust her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was unique, you know, because Elizabeth and Zacharias,
mm-hmm.
he was the priest.
Yes.
And he should have got Zacharias should have got the high priest position, but I think it got bought off,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like politics.
Yeah.
But he should have been the high priest. But anyway, God honored him because if you got high priest, you got wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as I read that, I thought, he got extremely wealthy mm-hmm. when he had a child.
Oh, yes.
God gave him more
yes.
than what money could ever buy or purchase. Zacchaeus had a child
mm-hmm.
with his wife that was barren.
Right.
That's the miracle of God.
And that's joy.
That is
he
joy.
Brought joy into Zacharias and Elizabeth's life.
Yes.
So God honored him.
He did. You can't outgive God.
No, you can't.
God is a reward.
Don't ever give up.
Yeah.
That's the key. You know, Elizabeth could have given up, but she didn't. She trusted in God.
She stayed the course.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where did we get to? Over 41.
Yes.
41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard that the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth
Praise
was filled
God.
With the Holy Ghost.
Praise God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
wow.
God for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. And it said, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
Mm.
Only Christ can
yes.
bring that inner joy into our lives.
Absolutely.
Just the mention of his name, just
yes.
the greeting, the salutation, and said, blessed is she that believed.
Yes.
Believe in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in Christ.
Yes.
Believe in that. If you do, you will be blessed as well.
Right.
That's how, for there shall be a performer. The word performers, there is the word, really, the word is fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfillment of all the prophecies.
Right.
From Isaiah, Emmanuel.
And that's huge.
That is.
That's huge. That's something that people don't, you know, they don't understand how that's coming to, at this point, this is fixing to come to a full circle.
It is.
And he's fixing to drop a bomb on Satan.
Amen.
And
amen.
So praise God.
Amen.
He saved us right there.
And Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord.
Yes.
That's what, when we have a relationship with Christ, we're going to magnify him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to praise him. We're going to have a spirit of worship about us. And Mary says, my soul doeth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. Christ was the incarnate of God.
Yes.
He was God that came in the flesh for you and I. And that's where our joy comes from. That's where our spirit rejoices.
Yes.
And
yeah,
Christmas is so real.
Yes.
It is such a wonderful time. And, oh, you know, with all the tradition, it's all great. But, man, if you ain't got Jesus
right.
in your house, if you
well,
got Santa Jesus
Claus
in your heart,
ain't going to save you.
No. No.
He doesn't have that power.
No.
Especially, well, yeah. We need Jesus every
day. Without Jesus, you ain't got Christmas.
You ain't got anything. That's right.
You ain't got anything. So anyway, so when we look in Luke, the second chapter, Luke's second chapter, verse number 8,
mm-hmm.
it starts speaking of the shepherds and the angel. Here, another angel.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of angels involved
there
in this
is.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there came the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came up on them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid.
Mm-hmm.
These are some events that are just
spectacular.
Spectacular,
yes.
Wonderful events that God has orchestrated by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, and that included me.
And joy, great
yes.
joy.
Great joy.
Not just a little bit,
mm-mm.
but great joy.
That's it.
Glory to God.
That's,
yes.
that's what Jesus came as a
yes.
baby to do,
mm-hmm.
is to bring people that put their faith in him, put their trust in that precious
right.
blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
We can have him right there. And he says in verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is called Bethlehem,
mm-hmm.
a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Yes,
Christ
a Savior.
Is the Anointed One.
Yes.
Praise be to God. He was Lord.
Yes.
Lord
the
at
Lord
birth.
The Lord saves right there.
Amen. That,
yes.
That's the story right there.
Yes.
Praise God for that scripture.
Amen.
And that enlightens us and
mm-hmm.
gives us an understanding and recorded.
Yes.
This is recorded in God's Word.
Down.
It's written down
yes.
for our enjoyment, written down for our understanding
Amen.
Here. And it said in verse 13, or actually in verse 12, and there shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising mm-hmm. God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. What a promise.
Yes.
That's what God desires for all men to experience.
Yes.
That's the will of God. That's the will of God. He wants us to experience His good will.
Well, and you know, the Lord showed me this scripture in 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ." Mm-hmm. So when He came, I mean, he became everything to us.
He did.
He became our counselor, our Prince of Peace. You know, mighty God is He.
Amen.
He came to change our lives.
He did.
Because He did. Before this, we were lost. We're not looking good.
We were lost. We're undone.
Yes. We could not
save ourselves.
Overcome the sins of our flesh.
No.
We couldn't do it.
Could not.
But praise God, He showed up.
There was a Savior.
Yes.
This is why we get excited about Christmas.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
I mentioned the trees, the lights, and everything. But this is the heart of it right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the heartbeat right here of Christ coming to be Savior, to restore mankind, to restore a relationship that was broken by the fall of Adam.
Yes.
By the transgression of Adam, that Christ came to redeem a lost humanity.
Redeem?
Redeem.
Look at that. It's not a big word, but it's a mighty word.
Praise God. To buy back.
Yes.
To pay.
Praise God.
That's Holy Ghost.
Yes, it is.
And let's read on here. Time is getting away with us.
Okay.
And it says, "And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass." Right there.
Yes.
It happened. It was an event that has happened.
Can you imagine? I think I would have just stood there in awe. I don't think I would have said, "Quickly, come on." I don't think I could have quit staring and trying to find that angel again. I mean, wow. Because they're out there in the dark with a bunch of sheep, you know, just relaxing, doing what they do at night, looking for, you know. But praise God, that angel showed up and changed their life.
It's a holy thing.
Yes.
I mean, God knew where the shepherds were.
Mm-hmm.
He knew where Joseph and Mary were.
Yes.
He knew where everybody was at. And He brought them all without even sending out invitations.
And He didn't have MapQuest. He just knew how to get there.
Yeah.
What's MapQuest?
Exactly.
What is that?
Well, I don't know, but it's on my phone.
In verse 16, "And they came with haste." I mean, that's hurriedness.
Yes.
"And they found Mary. And they found Joseph and
the babe."
They found the babe.
That's right.
"And they found the babe lying in
You mean
a
exactly
manger."
What
exactly.
Was prophesied that praise they would find?
God, praise God, praise God.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, Mary, you know, it's hard enough having to spend that night in a barn,
mm-hmm.
having your child in a manger, and then with all the animals there, and then you see these people just barge in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? It wasn't like a private room. No.
Been herding sheep all day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably smelled.
Yes.
No rubber gloves, no mask, just barge right in.
Exactly.
But the promise of God was, and they said they found the babe lying in a manger.
Yes.
That's why we sang Away in the Manger.
Mm-hmm.
We sang it last night at here at church, and we were so excited about it. We sang it with just such heart because we know the story.
Right.
We can sing it because we have a personal relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We can identify.
Right.
We can identify with this babe. "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." And that's what we're doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're witnessing to the fact that Christ was born.
Yes, He was.
That's why we do these podcasts.
Yes.
Is to put the message out.
Yes.
That Christ came to die, give His life. He was born to die.
That's right.
He was born to die for everyone's
all
sin.
All of our transgressions.
Every one of us.
Yes.
Every one of us, no matter who we are.
That's right.
Man, what a Savior.
There's forgiveness for everyone.
Oh, thank God
and
for that.
And enough of it to go around.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He loves us so much. He loves people so
yes.
much. He cares about their eternity.
He does.
He cares about their relationship, and He cares about what they're going through every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holidays, to some people, it's the greatest times, but there's also some, it's the loneliest times.
Right. And, you know, I don't know how old Jesus was when, and I don't know that it says this, how old he was when he knew that he was going to go through the death that he went through. You know, I'm assuming from birth.
I think he knew from birth.
He knew.
That's
he was his God. But he walked this earth for 33 years knowing the torment that he was going to go through for us.
Yes.
That's a lot. But
when he said those words, "No man taketh my life."
Right. I freely give it.
I freely give it. Yeah. I lay it down.
Yeah.
You can't get a greater love for that right there. What a gift.
Right.
What a gift he gave us.
And you know, when he stood before, you know, his accusers and he said, "Don't you know that I have the power?"
Yeah.
He said, "You have no power over me."
Yeah.
Except what's given you by the Father above.
Amen.
That right there is, I believe, is what he's telling us in our walk in this life, is you have the power given to you by the Father above to overcome every trauma, every bad thing that's happened in your life.
Amen.
You know, lay it down at the foot of Jesus and pick up the joy that he has sent to us and given us through the Holy Spirit. Pick it up and go on and leave the past in the past.
Praise
leave
God.
The things that Praise are hurting you in God. The past.
Praise
because
God.
We don't have to walk with them every day. We don't have to carry them with us. It, you know, this is a magical time because of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. So pick that up and go with that and enjoy your holiday season and spread the joy and spread the story of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Wow. We can enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We can, we're the benefactors.
Right.
We're the benefactors of Christmas, of Christ, what he did. He came to, as born and to die for us. And,
yes.
I'm thinking of the song, "Come Just As You Are."
Mm-hmm.
Come Just As You Are. And, you know, I think this is time to pray.
Yes.
I just feel this in my spirit right now that that there may be some people out there that have not seen the light.
Right.
That has not fully come to Christ. And what a better time.
Now's the time. Now's the time to give your life to the Lord. Lay down your burdens.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. So, you know, if you're listening to this message right now, know that we love you. God loves you.
Amen.
And we just wanted to share this Christmas story of the reason that Christ came, and not to make people better, not to make people rich, but to redeem us, to save us, to save our soul from the wrath of God, eternal hell's flames, but redeem us. He bore the curse so we wouldn't have to. Thank God he removed that curse far, far, far from us that we could be restored into relationship with the Heavenly Father. And I just would like to pray with our audience right now that, thank you, Father, right now. Lord, I praise you. Father, we just pray right now, Lord, over this word. Lord, that is truth. Lord, this is the true story, the true meaning of what Christmas is. So, Father, we just pray right now, Lord, as people are listening, at hearts are maybe in a caught up in a dilemma right now, whether what is right or what's true, or what is right or what is wrong. But Father, I pray the convincing power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you said this was a holy thing.
Yes.
Father, I pray that same Holy Spirit, Lord, you said that no man can come to the Father except the Holy Spirit draw him. So I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would draw them just as your angels went out and gathered the shepherds and told them, and the Holy Spirit showed up, and the Trinity was there. Lord, I'm praying tonight, Lord, that the working of the Holy Spirit, Lord, would gather people in for the great harvest. Lord, I'm praying tonight, Lord, that people will recognize you as Savior and Lord, and recognize what Christmas truly is. Lord, we just thank you for the goodness of God, Lord, your goodwill, the peace, the love, the joy that you bring, and it only comes by knowing you, because you are all that is who you are. That is your attributes. God, we just thank you this season that we enjoy your presence in our lives. We thank you, Father. We're truly debtors tonight. And Lord, we just ask your blessing that you would touch hearts. Bring them to you right now. Know that, audience, we love you. We care about you so much. And God loves you, and God wants to touch your life in every capacity. Father, we love you tonight. We ask your blessings upon this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Woo. Wow. That's a powerful message. The Christmas message is very powerful. And, you know, it's never too late. We want to see every person saved. Amen. And, you know, usually this time I do a summary, but what I want to say tonight is just from each and every one of us, we wish everyone listening to us a very Merry Christmas. Amen. And we hope that you would read this story to your family. Enjoy this time of fellowship with your family, and just have a magnificent holiday.
Amen.
And we pray blessings on your life.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfit Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits Podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.